All right, we're here with Coach Ryan Fott of the Forest City Indians boys wrestling team. This is our Forest City Coaches Show. And Coach Fott, you're new, the new head coach of the Forest City boys wrestling team. For those of you, including me, that are kind of unfamiliar, just tell me about yourself just tell me about yourself and the wrestling team here.
Yeah, just taking the helm here for the first year as head coach here at the Forest City Indian Wrestling Team. And we are been able to been an assistant for the past 3 years here at Forest City. Come from Clear Lake, Iowa. Wrestled under Gary Weber, Mike Lester, and a lot of rich history down there in Clear Lake. Moved to Forest City here after college. Went to NIAC, wrestled there. Went to Iowa State on the club team, and then finished my career as a collegiate wrestler at Upper Iowa University. And then got hired on as the ag teacher and FFA advisor at Forest City. So been an assistant under Coach Stout here the last 3 years. Had a couple other coaching changes within that. And then the opportunity came around this year with his stepping down from the head role. Still in capacity in terms of helping the transition, and been a good mentor to me over this last couple years, getting the helm and feel of kind of the logistical things of being a head coach. So excited to take over the helm of the Forest City wrestling team and see if we can make some noise here in the top of Iowa Conference in our last year.
Awesome. Well, welcome aboard. Coach, who makes up your staff this year?
Yeah, so same staff as we've had last year. I'm at the head, and then we've got Steve Stout, Keith Walker, and Andy Eastfold, who is an alum of Forest City himself. So there's four of us here on the staff. So.
And, Coach, where does your passion for wrestling come from?
Yeah, that's a good question. I coming from Clear Lake, I grew up in a rich wrestling family, Fought family down, you know, Clear Lake we are originally from. We got some other relatives in Manly area, so we've been in North Iowa for quite a while. My brother and I, we started out as young kids. My brother and I were just looking at a mat book that my dad had put together. We used to travel over the state of Iowa and the country to wrestle and compete against some of the best that we could to get, you know, to be the best, you got to wrestle the best, and we traveled quite a bit, and through snowstorms and whatever you can call it in the Iowa winters, and just became a passion for wrestling. My dad was a decent wrestler himself, and we started out at a club called Siebold Wrestling Academy in Mason City under TJ Siebold, and that helped us grow. My brother and I both joined early middle school years, and just grew a big passion for the sport and the developing that you can do as a young person and learning good life skills and just becoming tough. You know, life's tough, and wrestling puts you in really compromising positions where you either got to, you know, face those and get through the other side. So wrestling's always been a part of my life. I figure it will be for the foreseeable future, and it's helped me grow as a person, and if I can extend those experiences and opportunities to young people here in Forest City, that's what I'm really passionate about. So.
And Coach, what are you looking forward to this wrestling season?
Yeah, this wrestling season, looking forward to, ultimately making that trip to the state tournament at the Casey Center in Des Moines. That's the pinnacle of Iowa high school wrestling, is getting down there and making some noise. Over the last couple of years, they've extended the amount of entries from 16 to 24, so more opportunities there. To get down there, but just ultimately we got to develop as young men. We had two duels last night in Central Springs. Got a lot of room for growth there. We wrestled the Central Springs and Eagle Grove. So, you know, we're starting the season with Triangular, and we're going to Humboldt this afternoon. So it's going to be a good measure of the work that we put in the last 3 weeks. So.
And what are your goals and expectations for the team?
Yeah, goals and expectations. We went over, you know, wrestling-wise, we went over quite a bit of moves, fundamentals, and we got to kind of, you know, after last night, we got to get back to the understanding of basics of wrestling, you know, your singles, doubles, high crotches, getting in good positions, and, you know, off the mat, we got to take care of our bodies, we got to take care of nutrition, just like any sport or anything that you're trying to do in life is, you got to take care of yourself, you got to take care of your friends, and create good relationships, you know, between the young people that we're coaching, and as well as the people in our community. So.
And, Coach, you just had your first meet of the year. It was a triangular at Central Springs with Eagle Grove also there. Just kind of talk to me, how did that go?
Yeah, a couple close duels last night. Last couple years we've been behind the eight ball on, you know, getting off to a good start. Same kind of trend last night. Unfortunately, we fell short in both of those. A couple close matches against Eagle Grove starting out. And we flip one match around there, and we take care of things. We're kind of vacant at the bottom and at the top, 106 and heavyweight. We're working through a couple injuries and inexperience there. But hopefully we can get those things figured out. You know, it's hard to go down 12-0 when you haven't stepped on the mat. So, you know, that's quite the story. I mean, you know, it's pretty much a common trend for a lot of people in the top of Iowa is trying to fill those smaller guys and bigger guys' spots. So, trying to work through that, and just a lot of guys gotta you know, figure a couple things out. You know, I tell them the sun's gonna come up today. We fell short in a couple positions, but we can correct those and we can right the wrong today. So we don't get a lot of time to kind of regress and talk about those. You know, between last night getting home late and then running off to a tournament this afternoon in Humboldt, but hopefully we can, you know, adjust mentally and physically and get ready for that. So the boys get a pound allowance, so I'm sure they're happy for that gift this afternoon.
And, yeah, you just mentioned the Joe Fitch Invitational in Humboldt today. By the time this interview airs, it'll be over, but what are you expecting from that Invitational?
Yeah, I'm hoping Humboldt's a good tournament. There's a couple teams that have switched around. I know Van Meter and a couple there's three teams that have been dropped and added. So we'll see a couple teams like Creston, who we normally don't see as well throughout our typical regular season year until the postseason. So excited for that. It's run as a pool format, which will be good. The boys will get a minimum of four matches. They'll wrestle three guys in their pool and then wrestle the corresponding guy who ended up with the same record as them from the other side. So hopefully we can get some good experience and see kind of how we stack up against other teams from an individual perspective there.
Awesome, Coach. Best of luck today and throughout the rest of the season. It was great talking to you, and we'll talk again next week.
Yep, appreciate it. Thank you very much.
That was Coach Ryan Fott of the Four City Indian Boys Wrestling Team, new head coach of the Indian Wrestling Team. This has been our Four City Coaches Show right here on KIOW.